even those lucky few who are named appear only fleetingly in battle and are often characterized by fear and panic. They are felled in brutal detail by the spears and swords of the great heroes. Such details, however, never brutalize the narration itself. The poem is noble, beautiful, and well-structured. It elevates the graphic, violent content of war and slaughter to a high art. Homer makes no effort to soften the aesthetics of the carnage. In the world of the Iliad, battle is not a discredit to humanity, but a sport that raises man up. Through scenes of personal combat, the hero's personalities are unfurled to us like a banner, and all that gives pride and honor to the warrior is made clear. The warriors are not butchers, but experts in an elaborate martial art, and Homer sings of this art with care, joy, and exuberance. Armies of thousands of men clash, but the impression often given is war between a handful of warriors, assisted by a handful of deities. Heroism belongs to the aristocracy, to the sons of the gods, not to the undistinguished commoners. Homer has no sympathy for democratic sentiment. Every champion boasts only of himself and his kin. Nowhere is the might of the army invoked, but rather the pride in individual strength and bravery. There is no equality in the poem of men, of strength, or of opinions.